From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, in 2014 alone, there were more than 1.3 million Americans living in nursing homes. So one research group here in Columbia is working on developing technology that will help the elderly age better, more safely, and hopefully at home. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
Ann Gowans lives in a cozy subdivision in Columbia and keeps herself very busy.
I love to grow plants. I love to cook. Love to listen to music. I love to go swimming.
She's retired from her career at MU, where she taught about aging in society. And now, at 88 years old, she's getting to assist in research, but this time as a participant.
There's one in the kitchen.
Ann's taking part in a new pilot program through ElderTech at the University of Missouri. It's called Sinclair at Home, and the idea is that a network of sensors in the home will monitor the vitals of an individual, help predict and prevent medical emergencies, and identify falls if they occur. She walked me through the new sensor technology system that was recently installed in her home.
It felt a little uncomfortable for the first few days, you know.
There are bed sensors.
It's under the mattress, and it takes my vitals, my blood pressure, my heart rate, and so on.
And sensors on
the
walls.
There's one in the bathroom above the door, so that if I fall in here, they know.
While this sensor technology is nothing new, research has been underway at a local independent living facility for more than 10 years. Ann's house is one of the first three homes in Columbia to be fitted with the sensors. Marilyn Rance is a professor at the Sinclair School of Nursing and a member of the ElderTech research team, and she says this new program could be beneficial to older people as it gives them and their families more security. The sensors have been found to predict health events like falls or infections or respiratory issues by noticing changes in one's gait. And then hopefully these health problems can be avoided with the help of a nurse care coordinator.
The staff gets an alert, you get an alert. If you want your family to get an alert.
Rance says the nurse care coordinator is an essential part of the effectiveness of the sensor program, and Ann Gowan says she talks with her coordinator about once a month. Now, this sensor system paired with the nurse care coordination isn't exactly cheap.
The initial cost analysis that we've done is about $350 a month.
But Rance says comparatively, it's a bargain.
And when you compare that to other high costs of healthcare, it's nothing.
For the sake of comparison, as of 2010, longtermcare.gov estimated that the average cost of living in a one-person assisted living facility was more than $3,000 a month. And for a semi-private room in a nursing home, more than $6,000. But Ann adds that, above all things, the sensors allow her to retain her identity and her own lifestyle. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.